Others consider such a law unnecessary and likely to cause harm. They point to differences between America and Canada. In Canada, for example, most speakers of French live in one region, the province of Quebec, while speakers of Spanish are scattered throughout much of the United States. They give the example of Switzerland as a place where the existence of multiple languages does not weaken national unity. To recognize English as the official language, they argue, would be to treat speakers of other languages as second-rate citizens and make it difficult for them to live their daily lives.